Welcome to Influencer Insights. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. In this 10-minute training series, I answer your most asked questions and sought after advice about blogging, online branding, and influencer growth with step-by-step strategies you can take action on right away. Welcome back to another episode of Influencer Insights, and we have another fantastic listener Q&A today with Bryony Angel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so well. It is so great to be here with you today, and I know that you have a question that I think a lot of listeners can relate to if you want to give it a go.
Yes, my question is, how important is in-person networking for growing a platform or influence? Or potential client base.
Yeah. So the first thing that I would love to dive into is just networking in general. So I am a firm believer that networking is vitally important to not only growing your influence, but to really building the relationships and making the connections that can help you thrive and grow. Just to give you an example, throughout my various networking that I've done, whether that's been in person or whether that's been online or what have you, I've been able to build great relationships with peers. I've been able to find mentors. I've been able to, work with brands, work with companies. I've been able to really build a lot of the pieces to my business, whether that was investment in myself or finding my ideal audience or what have you, through that networking piece. So I feel like networking in general is definitely an important piece to growing a business or brand or an influence at all. Now, I know with a lot of times for people out there that may feel like networking isn't their thing, they get very kind of icky by that word. Maybe they're more introverted and they don't really like to kind of move and shake and hand the business cards out and that sort of thing. There are still ways that you can do this in a way that is really intentional and in line with what feels right for you. So one of the biggest tips that I give, especially if you are, you kind of feel a little odd about networking. Now, if you're doing it in person, what I love to do is to always either go with a friend or take a friend with you. I've always found that that's been really helpful. And even when I first started out and I didn't really know a lot of people and I didn't even know how to get invited to things and go to networking things, I would ask my friends. I would say, hey, are you going to stuff? Or I saw that you went to this thing on Facebook the other day and it seemed interesting. If you ever do anything like that again, I would love to, be your wing woman and kind of come alongside you and do it. So having a friend can be a good buffer and a good support system in that. And then you can also kind of piggyback off of each other, just seek people out and ask those questions. Another thing that you could do is go into Facebook groups that really make sense to what you're trying to grow and what you're trying to do and say, hey, does anybody live in this area? I would love to create a meetup. I would love to create something. That's another big piece when it comes to networking. And specifically with what you asked about in-person networking is depending on where you live, a lot of times the response that I get from people is like, well, Julie, I live in St. Louis and there's just not a lot here. Like there's not networking opportunities for me here. And so I always say, well, you can start to create them. You can go into Facebook groups, you can find people in your local area, you can join local chapters and women's groups and things like that, and start to kind of build that in. That way you find the support system that you're looking for. You start to meet other like-minded people who are thinking and feeling like you are. They're in your, in kind of the same developmental stage that you're in. Maybe they're a couple of steps ahead of you or a couple of steps behind you, but they get what you're doing, right? So I think that that's also another important piece. Now, I will have to say that I don't feel like it has to constantly be in person for someone to continue to network. There's a lot of virtual networking opportunities that people can do that I see all of the time. But if you do have an opportunity to get in person, whether that is a conference or a workshop or a local event, I would highly encourage you to do so just because of the opportunities that happen once you're there. But I will also end with this, that it's so important that you really take action if you are in person, because if you go to an in-person networking event and then you just kind of sit in the corner and you don't really talk to anyone, it's not really going to serve you. So if you have the opportunity, then really take that invitation to show up. Again, bring a friend or your spouse or whatever, whoever's going to make you feel really comfortable in that moment, but really use it as an opportunity to extend your hand out, say hello. My name is Bryony. This is what I do. This is what I'm looking for. I'm really excited to be here, and this is why. Here are some of the challenges that I've been facing. Now tell me a little bit about you and just kind of open that up. Is that helpful?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have attended a few meetups for local groups. And in my line of work, I'm a freelance writer. Freelance writer slash journalist, I guess, is mostly articles I write for publications. Sometimes I feel like I'm not picking the right groups to network in. I feel like my writing, the niche that I write in, is so sort of specific. It doesn't seem to match a particular group. But then I've had other friends who, for instance, the friends who've invited me to these events say, well, you know, you're introducing a new crowd to your knowledge base, and, you know, they'll think of you in the future if something comes up. And so, I mean, I appreciate networking in specific sort of niche environments, but I was heartened by what my friends said about, you know, more general, like a women's business group might still be interested in my line of work as a freelance writer, which isn't so business oriented.
Focused, right. And it's important that, you know, you could always try and test those things out. And then from that, you may find someone, if it's more less business focused, more creative focused, or less creative focused and more food focused, whatever is kind of your unique angle of what you're doing. Google is also going to become your best friend, as will LinkedIn, to kind of find people who have other unique niches that may be similar to what you're writing on, and where are they going? What are they doing? Kind of seeking them out virtually could be the first step to then doing something in person.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. What people who are sort of similar, find out where they're going, what they're doing. I hadn't thought of that yet.
Yeah. So if your niche, let's say that you write about, you know, really high end desserts, right? Like really people who chefs that create really high end desserts, you know, you can find, there's a niche for everything out there. I mean, in 2019, we can basically find a website, a blog, a Facebook group, a LinkedIn page for some kind of specific niche. And I actually really love the idea of a really unique and specific niche, because you know that when you find those people, like, they're going to be your people. And sometimes the general things, you can kind of feel like you're just getting lost among the saturation. So the more niche you can go could potentially be the better.
Yeah. I love that idea. I have followed other writers' careers to see, you know, what paths they've taken in terms of where they've been published and things like that. But I hadn't yet figured out, you know, where are they hanging out? Where are they showing up? And that is, I love that suggestion. That's really helpful. I'm going to start doing that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your question. And I really appreciate you listening and being with us today.
Thank you.
Before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jules Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who's listening alongside me.
All right, that is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram, head on over to our Facebook group at the Influencer Podcast, and let me know your thoughts about today's show. All right, I will see you again, same time, same place next week.